Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 2B.
Is it a hobby, or is it more a way of life?
Yeah, this is a classic question, really. I mean, for most people who do it these days, it's undoubtedly a hobby. For some, lessons learnt in karate can be part of their life. It can become part of their life if they do it for longer and longer. But for me, you see, I mean, it took, like I said, it took 6 years to get to black belt. So after the 6 years we say it takes to start karate, to some extent, when you get to black belt, you kind of come down from a high of training a good number of times during the week. You've had extreme effort and concentration, and it's a case of, can you survive to the next level, as we say? And really, after black belt, we say you just have to keep training, which is very hard for some people to accept. So for them, it's not a way of life. It's become more than a hobby. It's become a goal in their life to achieve black belt, and a very admirable one. And we've had people who've achieved black belt and said, that's my lot, and that's fair enough, as long as they admit that to me and to themselves. But for others, it's a case of they've become disillusioned. It's black belt, and where do I go now? And it almost just stops, and sometimes that's a bit of a shame if they can't accept that.
Why do people start karate?
The majority of the new starters these days are children, and either they are attracted themselves by the glamour and excitement of karate, the martial arts, they've seen it on TV, they've enacted it on their PlayStation games. They see the noise, the excitement, they see the fast-flowing kicks and so on. Or it may be because their mum or dad has encouraged them to attend. And there could be the twin attractions there of karate installing discipline and control in their children. As is increasingly the case these days, maybe things don't work at home. Parents are out at work more often. Maybe the school doesn't instill discipline. Very often these days, teachers are restricted in terms of what they can say and can do, and parents bring their children and say, sort them out. And the kid can also, from a parent's perspective, their child can also learn stuff which enables them to look after themselves. And that's an admirable aim in itself, because everyone's fearful of their child being out of their sight.